Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come, Lord God, dressed right. We come to be in alignment with your perfect will, oh God. We thank you that we are dressed right, aligned with you. We are armed, fully protected, ready to do battle at your bidding, oh God. Now, Lord, I thank you this morning that you are with us on Bible Storyland, and we come in agreement with your perfect will this morning, oh God. Have your way, oh God, like never before. We surrender all to you. We surrender to you, Lord God. We refuse to surrender to the enemy. We surrender to you, oh God. Oh, we are in a great battle, oh God. But I thank you that you've already won the battle. We are victorious in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come to command our morning this morning, oh God. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake wickedness out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you this morning. We have dominion over the devil this morning and every morning. Lord, make the outgoing of the morning to rejoice. We thank you for it, Father God. We receive your loving kindness every morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your light break forth in our lives in the morning, as the morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning. Let your judgments come upon the enemy by morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are great, Lord, the Lord God Almighty. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. You are going forth, oh God, Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. And, Lord, this morning we pray that you will come as the rain and the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, I thank you that you visit us every morning. Lord, you are awakened us this morning. We say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You awaken us. You awaken our ear to hear as the learned, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. In the name of Jesus, we bind the screech owl. In the name of Jesus, we bind any attack upon our lives at night. In the name of Jesus, let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke every spirit that would creep against us at night. We bind and rebuke the pestilence that walks in darkness. We will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. In the name of Jesus, let your angels guard at night. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we are grateful that you you are Lord, you are King, you are Shepherd, and you are Abba Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. What a privilege it is to serve a great God like you. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we rest at night because you give us sleep. Let your angels guard and protect us at night. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bind and rebuke the pestilence that walketh in darkness. We will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. Let your angels guard and protect us at night. Lord, give us deliverance in the night season. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let our reins instruct us in the night season. Your song shall be with us in the night. We will meditate upon you in the night watches. We receive your knowledge in the night. We receive your full faithfulness every night. We bind and rebuke every vampire spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all incubus and succubus spirits that would attack at night in the name of Jesus. We bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are set in our ward whole night in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you this morning for your faithfulness, for your loyalty towards your children. We just honor you this morning. We come to praise your name. We come to say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. You are Almighty Lord. And Lord, as we are having senior citizens day to day on Bible Storyland, we thank you that you are mighty. We thank you that you are great. We thank you that you are Lord and Shepherd. We thank you that there's no God greater than you. And Lord, we lift up the senior citizens today. We ask for strength for the journey. We bind up any weariness, any tired spirit, any sickness, any disease from our body. And we thank you that we have been made whole through the blood of Jesus. Oh, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy. You are righteous. You are the King. You are Lord. You are the only true and living God. We come to give you glory this morning like never before. We are praising the name of the Most High God. We are praising you this morning, oh God. And we just come to honor. We come to extol, to bless, to worship. Oh, you are divine. You are holy. We come to worship you this morning. We bow down low. We humble ourselves as we approach your throne. We ask forgiveness, oh God, of all of our sins. Oh God, all of our trespasses, every error, every transgression, everything that we've done against your perfect will. Oh God, we just praise your name. We call you Lord. We call you Shepherd. We call you King of Kings. We call you Almighty. Ain't nobody greater, nobody holier, nobody more powerful than you, our King. Oh, Father God, we thank you for cleansing us this morning, creating in us a clean heart, renewing a right spirit within us daily. Oh, Father God, we come to honor you this morning, to give you praise, glory, and honor. Oh, God, oh, Father God, oh, we exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. Oh, be glorified, oh, God. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since we laid our burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Hallelujah. Burdens down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we praise you this morning. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Glory, glory. We honor you, O King. Be pleased, O God. Accept our praise unto you, O King. And so this morning we say, what a beautiful morning God has provided for us to praise him. We give him great adoration this morning. We delight ourselves in him. How beautiful and how lovely our God is, our King, our Lord. He is the great shepherd of the universe. He's the one true and living God. Lord God Almighty, nothing is impossible to him. Our God specializes in impossibilities. The impossible is not in his vocabulary. He insists on showing his greatness every day. We have reminders of his greatness. When we look around his great earth with all the trees, the clouds, the birds, colors of all kinds that he created in the beautiful earth, he allows us to inhabit the earth, and we should inhabit it with his praises. We should praise him in the morning. We should praise him in the noontime. We should praise him at night for his goodness. for his mercy, because it endures forever. He is most merciful. He is so kind to us. He drew us with loving kindness. He created the whole earth. Our Father is so merciful. He allows us, oh God, he allows us to exist on the earth for free. Yes, he does. While we absorb his goodness daily, provision, he provides for us provision, strength to get out of bed. He protects us every night. He keeps us in safety as we leave home, as we return. His faithfulness is infinite. You can't even count the blessings that you receive on a daily basis from the time you were born to the time of this day. God gives us so many blessings. There is no end to his goodness. Who are we that he is mindful of us? So much so that his thoughts of us are as countless as the grains of sand. We are blessed to be in the land of the living. Even on today, this morning, I greet you in divine love this morning. I thank God for you joining us on Bible Storyland. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are praising our Lord. We are giving him glory. We are giving him thanksgiving. We are overjoyed that his presence is with us right now. We have the presence of the Most High, so we are glorifying him. We are giving him praise and glory. You know, music is his specialty. And he is the great musician who created heavenly music to calm the savage beast, to create an atmosphere of love and joy and enjoyment. His melodies come from the secret place of love, from instrument to instrument, from voice to voice. Father God created and wrote on the hearts of man his wonderful melodies. Let's listen to that part of God's music that God gave us, that God so wonderfully placed in each person as they play and sing, as they are part of the choir of our Heavenly Father. This morning, we have a great woman of God with us from Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Oh, yes, indeed. She is a great musician who took lessons from the master teacher, which is why her music has such great melodious sounds. She spends that time in the secret place with the great I Am, the Almighty Father. Her name is Karen Attell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
All right. What you going to play for us this morning? I know you've been in the secret place. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. How about He is a Mighty King?
All right. We missed you. We're glad you're back. He is a Mighty King. Amen. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
melodious sound that was. Yes, indeed. He is a mighty king. He is above all the kings. He is divine. Oh, that was beautiful, Karen. I thank God for you. Oh, awesome, 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 awesome song. All right, continuing to ride along this morning. You know we serve a great God now. Ain't nobody like our God. He is great in the heavens and great in the earth. He's the one who created music. Well, this morning we have a great woman of God on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. And you know what? She's highly favored. Jesus is her shepherd, and he taught her music. He gave her the voice of song and taught her how to play melodious music. Glory Dean Shiloh. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing fine, thank you, and it's so happy hearing Karen again, too.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, praise God. Well, I have to get to the piano.
Go right ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, as I said before, you know, God is the one who created music. He loves to hear us sing his praises. He loves to hear from us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
We're here. I can hear you, but you may can't hear us yet.
Oh, do you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't hear you all.
Okay.
I'll sing you a song, Near the Cross, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Amen. I love that one.
Forever.
one of those old time hymns. Keep me near the cross. You know what? God is an awesome God. And I thank God for Jesus because he hung on that cross for you, for me, in obedience to the Father. So I thank God this morning. Moving right along. We have a woman of God on with this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. The one and only Jackie Travis from the Choir of God. She's with us. How are you this morning, Jackie? She got her phone on mute. Jackie Travis. How are you this morning?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. I'm doing great. I've been trying to get Mr. Harry to sing with me this morning. He said he can't sing, and I know he can sing. He's going to Bible study with us, but he don't feel like singing. You don't want to sing? You're not going to help us? He's not going to help me, so that's okay. I'm going to sing Walk With Me.
Lord. All right.
I can get on. Because he got the TV up real loud.
Okay.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. I'm on this Jesus journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord.
to come on your show before we went.
Amen.
Mama's 88
Mother
years old.
Valerie?
Yes, that's
Newsom.
Valerie.
Valerie Newsom. How you doing, Mother?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. We are so happy to have you on with us on Senior Citizens Day. And, boy, you are strong. We hear it now. Remember when you were in the hospital? Well, we thank God for answering those prayers.
The Lord is still good. He's still in the blessed business.
Amen, amen.
We're going to sing, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen. All right, I love it.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind, stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind, stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. There ain't no
nowadays are old and dragging around. The Bible says that they will get weaker, but they are wise. They're wise to the ways of the world. But we are praying that they will get wise in God. Well, we got some young people on with us this morning. We have the mother of Stacy, the mother of Jabria and Bianca on, and the girls are on this morning. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Bless Sister Jean, how you doing?
Doing great. Where are my girls?
They're right here today.
Hello.
Hey, Bianca. Hey, Jabria.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning. What y'all gonna sing, Mother?
We're going to sing a little bit of You're Amazing.
You are amazing. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You're amazing. Nothing compares to you. No one compares. No one compares to you. No one compares. No one compares to you. Cause you're amazing. You're amazing.
Mama, Minister Holman, I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Yeah, what y'all gonna do this summer, girls? Y'all out of school now, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
You gonna go to summer camp?
No, ma'am.
All right.
What
I hope to get
you.
Well,
you're supposed to go to camp.
Oh, okay. All right. Amen. Don't study the Word of God this summer. Hallelujah. Thank God for you all. That was beautiful. He is amazing God. Well?
Yeah.
He is an amazing God. You know what? We're looking for Miss Ludell this morning. Let's see if she came on yet. She said she was, yep, she's on with us, Miss Ludell. All the way from Georgia. Yep, Appling, Georgia. How you doing, Miss Ludell?
Well, I'm doing, darling. I was able to get up this morning, so I think that's a blessing.
Now, I want to tell you, Miss Ludell knows the master musician personally. She has been dwelling in his school of worship and hymns since she was a child. So she's going
right.
to sing one of those hymns that the father taught her when she was a little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. We're ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be singing. I hope everybody knew this song, Come Ye That Love the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Come Ye That Love the Lord.
Come Ye That Love the Lord and let out your know, join in the song, how sweet it sounds, and dust around the throne. Join in the song where sweet accord and dust around the throne. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. Let those refuse to sing who never of God. But cheer it off, the heavenly King may speak thy joys abroad. But cheer it off, the heavenly King may speak thy joys abroad. Let them our songs inbound, and every test be dry. Let our song abide, and every test be dry. We're marching through eternal cross to valley ward on high. We marching through Emmanuel ground to valley world on high. I am glad salvation free. Well, I'm glad salvation free, salvation free for you, oh yes, and me. Well, I am glad you're not salvation free. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. I love that. Come ye that
love story. Yes. If you remember when your child was growing up, whoever in your orders of communication, you know, those hymns bring back memory.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they bring back memory. Good memories, too.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So, thank you so much, Miss Liddell. We appreciate you. Oh, my God. Miss Liddell on Senior Citizens Day. She's our youngest senior, 92 years. But I thank the Lord for giving her abundant life every day.
Yes.
Give her strength to get out of bed. She's still on the battlefield. She's working in a house. Now, let me tell you, she don't just sit down. She get up and help her son out who's had some difficulties in life. She fixes she gets his clothes ready. She helps him out. I could just hear it now, singing them old tunes. That
yes, ma'am. Yes,
out.
Ma'am.
Come ye that
love the Lord, and let your joy be known. Join in the song that sweet accord. And dance around the throne. Join in the song of sweet accord. And dance around. Oh, yes. The song.
Oh, yes, yes. And I could hear it singing. Swing low, sweet chariot. What a friend we have in Jesus. You know, all of those old tunes. Yeah.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy is our King. I can just hear her around the house while she washing dishes.
What? Yes, ma'am.
Food. Yeah, I know it's true, Miss Luda. I can hear you now.
They help me. They help me to do my daily daily occupation. They help me to go.
Amen. Well, you know what? We've heard the melodious sounds this morning that God has given us from the throne room. We heard Sister Karen. She's saying he is a mighty King. And then we had Jackie, who sings, walk with me, Lord, talk with me.
Oh, my Lord.
We had that. Then we heard from Paducah, Kentucky, with Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother, mother Valerie Newsom, the young young at heart. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Then we had
my Lord
Coleman, Jabria and Bianca sing. You're amazing. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we had, Sister Gloria Dean. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She sang Near the Cross.
That was my Lord.
And then we had Miss Ludell.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Right now, come ye that love the Lord.
Thank
the Lord for, you know, God is the one who created music. Can't you just hear the heavenly music? Oh,
yes.
My God. God is the creator of music. He loves for us to sing to him.
Yes,
sing,
ma'am.
When you're in the shower. Sing,
mm-hmm,
when you're in the bathtub. Sing,
mm-hmm,
when you're in the park. Sing praises,
mm-hmm,
to our King. Sing.
Right.
Way to work. Sing when you're in the kitchen. Sing when,
yes,
you're in,
sir,
the garden. Sing in the,
right,
grocery store. Sing praises to our, yes, King.
Praises.
Let him know,
yes,
he is King. He is Lord.
Oh,
well, this,
Lord.
I'm going to say some declarations for our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the young at heart, the senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that he allowed me to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We can declare that our seniors are blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
Decree and declare that our seniors are healthy and well.
Mm-hmm.
We decree and declare that our seniors dwell in the secret place of the Most High with God daily.
Mm-hmm.
Decree and declare that our seniors keep their eyes fixed on God. We decree and declare that our seniors have all their needs met.
Right.
We declare that our seniors have a hedge of protection around them. We decree and declare that our seniors are like Job in that they desire to hear the words of God's mouth more than their necessary food. We decree and declare that our seniors are strong and courageous. We decree and declare that God is the refuge, the shield, and the buckler of our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Decree and declare that our seniors love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength, and they love their neighbors as they love
themselves. Yeah.
So I thank God for Jesus, who's a true friend, who laid down his life so that seniors could have abundant life. I thank God for Jesus, who intercedes for us daily. So the Word of God says in Psalm 124, it says, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, how may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, when men rose up against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. And the snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the word of the Lord, Psalms 124. Read it in your spare time. You know, instead of flicking that little thing that you flick when you're sitting in your comfortable seat. Open up the word. You know, you can also play the word. If you got a CD player or a tape recorder, you can play the word on those tapes, on those CDs, by the word. I have the Bible on tape. And so, you know, sometimes your eyes get a little dim. You can play the word in your house. And, you know, then you can start memorizing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You can memorize the word. Well, you know, the word must go forth. The word must go forth. So I thank God this morning for the word. Our speaker today is from Jacksonville, Florida. He loves the Lord. And he is a true soldier in the army of the Lord. He is called to do battle against the enemy like David. He has on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. His loins are girded about with truth. His feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He has the sword of the Spirit in one hand and the shield of faith in the other hand. God is his rear guard, and he is ready to do battle against the enemy of our souls this morning. I thank God for Minister James Sumter, our speaker this morning. Good morning again, Minister Sumter. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
How's your family?
Everybody's doing good. Wife's in the kitchen now, but everybody's doing good.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, she's preparing the physical food while he's going to with the spiritual food. So we're ready for the spiritual food this morning.
Right. Amen. Again, we bless God this morning. We thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you again on this Senior Citizens Day. And we bless God and we thank God for all of our senior citizens. And God, we bless them and we lift them up to you in thanksgiving and praise. And God, we adore them. We admire them. We lift them up to you in thanksgiving and praise. For God, they are our elders. They are our examples. And God, we thank you for each and every one of them, God. Now, God, as we come to proclaim that word, we do realize, God, we cannot do it in and of our own strength. So, God, we look to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to the hills from which cometh all our help, for all our help comes from you. And so, God, we bless you this morning and continue to be with our seniors in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to keep them in perfect health and in perfect peace, God. They may continually grow in your grace. And again, God, we thank you for them, for the legacy that they have established, that they have left out. We thank you, God, for blessing them and being the example for us, God. And God, we just come now to glorify your name, to magnify your name. And God, we thank you again for your Holy Spirit that you sent back in your Son Jesus' name, our comforter, our guide, who shall lead us and guide us into all truth. And he, your Holy Spirit, shall bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever thou hast told us. And God, we just thank you for your love and thank you for your mercy and thank you for your grace and thank you for the forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sin. Thank you, God, for his resurrection power. For he got up on the third day morning with all power,
power
in his hand. And he's our elder brother. He's our high priest who's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And God, we do want to say thank you in Christ Jesus. We are more than a conqueror through Christ that loved us. So now, God, we come now, God. Give us your word of wisdom, word of knowledge, your spirit of counsel and might. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless God this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall continually rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God for this opportunity that he has allowed me again to come and share with you this morning on Senior Citizens Day. And I was thinking about this, and I was praying about this. One psalm came to my mind. It was Psalm 71, and that's what I like to look at this morning, Psalm 71, the 71st psalm, and it's titled The Prayer of an Aged Man. And not necessarily an aged man, that's not gender, but women as well. It's a prayer that he prays in his old age. And we must understand that God loves us. God never leaves us. He will never forsake us, even in our old age. And I read this, and I love this because God lets us know that even though we may get old, God still never forsakes us. And the psalm is open, and he says, indeed, and look what he said. He says, the position of his trust, he says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Look where he puts his trust. Look where the age, because they have experienced God, they have spent time with God, and they know God, they know where to put their trust. So he says, okay, God, in thee alone, oh God, do I put my trust. He says, never let me be put to shame. He says, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou, listen to what he said, verse 3, be thou my strong habitation, my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. He says, my strong habitation, I may continually resort. To save me, you are my rock and my fortress. Psalm 90:1 says, "The Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations." Look at this, from the past to the present to the future, we must understand that the Lord is our dwelling place. I don't care what, just in all generations. And we see that God has protected us even up until now because he has been our dwelling place in all generations. Then he says, deliver me. Verse 4, he says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. God is our deliverer, for thou art my, and I love this where he says, hope. Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Listen, what he's recalling, even when he was younger, even in his youth, his hope has always been in the Lord. Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my hope. Watch it. I didn't just start hoping in you. I have my hope. My hope has been in you from my youth even unto now. Then he says, thou art my trust. Thou art my hope from my youth even unto now. He says, by thee, verse 6, have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise, and listen to what he says, shall continually. Look at the word continue. He says, my praise shall continue. My praise shall continually bless your name, be in my mouth. Look what he said. He says, because you have taken me from my mother's womb. By thee I have been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of the mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. So he goes on to say, he says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all day long. And as I mentioned earlier, we ought to bless God in the morning and bless God in the noonday and bless God in the nighttime and bless God in the grocery store and bless God on the street corner and bless God on our jobs and bless God wherever. Watch this. All his praise should continually be in our mouth. For God is our hope. And the word hope there literally means a call, an expectancy. That thing that you long for, it represents the idea that God is our lifeline. Please understand, God is our lifeline because it is in him that we move and have our being. So he says, my hope is in God. He's saying literally that God is my lifeline. Then he says, took. When he says took there, he's saying that the cord was cut from our earthly mothers, but the cord can never be cut from our heavenly father. I remember when my daughter was born, and I had the privilege of cutting the umbilical cord, which separated her from her mother. But the psalmist says, even though they were separated, the umbilical cord has been cut from the mother, the cord shall never be cut from our heavenly father. And I'm so glad about that. Then he says, my mouth shall be filled with that praise and with honor all day long. He says, listen, this is his request. He says, listen, he says, cast me, verse 9, he says, cast me not off. Listen to what he says, in the time of old age. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. He says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Then look what he goes on and he says, for mine enemies, verse 10, for my enemies speak against me, and they lay wait for my soul. They counsel together, saying, God, verse 11, has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Then he said in verse 12, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded, verse 13, and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. Look at it. He says, because all the time in old age, sometimes our older generation, our young people literally cast them aside, don't have time for them, don't want to be bothered with them, don't have the patience to be with them. But why? It's one thing about God. Even when we get old, he will never cast us to the side. He will never forsake us. He promised to never leave us.
Never forsake.
He promised to be with us always, even until the end of this world. Watch this. There are also some promises that God has made. I love what Isaiah says. Isaiah says in Isaiah 40 beginning at verse 28, Isaiah 40 beginning at verse 28, he said, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding." Listen to what it says, verse 1, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." But look what he says in verse 31. He says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Listen, wait on the Lord. Watch this. I don't care what time it is. I don't care how long it takes. The psalmist says, wait on the Lord, and he that wait on the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the psalmist also mentioned, he says, why is it? He talks about his enemy. He says the enemy saying that God has forsaken him, persecute him, take him, for there is none to deliver him. And then the saint says, "Oh God, be not far from me. Oh my God, make haste for my help." Watch this. God never leaves us alone. He is the hope. He is the help of the senior. He is the hope. He is the help of those that love God. Psalms 37, look what he says. He says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Verse 7 says in Psalm 37, he says, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeketh that his day is coming. He seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bowels shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has, is better than the riches of many wicked. Watch this. God says you don't have to fear the enemy. Even in our old age, we don't have to fear the enemy because God is still our shield and buckler. He's still a mighty God who will defend us. Psalm 27 says, listen, the Lord is still, I don't care how old we get, he is still, according to Psalm 27, he is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord, strength of our life, whom shall we be afraid? Listen what he says in verse 2. He says, when the wicked, and that's what he's talking about in Psalm 71, but look what he says. He says, listen, in Psalm 23, he says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He will set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. That's the promise that we have. He says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said to seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, would I see. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Listen to what he says. Verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me in the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait, he says, on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, because the God that we serve is a deliverer, and he'll never leave us, and he'll never...
Perfect.
He goes on to say, so he goes back into Psalm 71 and he says, listen, he says in verse 14, but I will hope. Here's that word hope again. He says, but I will hope continually. Watch it. It's a never-ending hope. I will hope continually over and over. All the days of my life, I will hope in the Lord. I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Watch this. When I grow in age, when I become a senior, watch it. I don't stop praising God. I don't stop serving God. I don't stop worshiping God. But the psalmist says, watch this. I will do it even the more. I will do it even the more. More and more, he said. I will continually praise thy name. Then he says, my mouth, verse 15, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. So he goes on to say in verse 16, and I will go in the strength of the Lord. For the Lord is the strength of my life. Yes, he is. He is the strength of my life. He says, and I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me, listen to what he said, thou hast taught me from my youth Now he reflects back, even to his younger days, mm-hmm. even to her younger days. Mm-hmm. He reflects back and remembers the goodness of the Lord and mm-hmm. remember the blessing of the Lord, how the Lord blessed and protected and sheltered and mm-hmm. covered and defended and supplied all of the, he says, from my youth, mm-hmm. I remember you, O God. Mm-hmm. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. And hereto have I declared thy wondrous work. Every chance I get, I will tell of the goodness of the Lord. For God has been good to me from my youth up. Even until this present time, God has been good to us. And we can declare that because we have lived long enough to now to know the goodness. We have seen now a lot of things. As seniors, you have seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
You heard a lot of things. But one thing that you know for sure, there have been a lot of changes up until 2014. A lot of changes. But one thing our seniors know, and that God will never change.
Never
He's the same yesterday, today,
and forever.
That's one thing about God. And I always tell people, I don't care what generation it is, and we always talk about the new generation and generation, and I understand things change and the way we do things change, but it's one thing about God. God
will never change.
And I don't care what generation it is.
Mm-mm.
Watch this. The word of God will never change. The word doesn't change. I don't care what generation it is. The word of God will never change. That's what I said before. One jot one tittle of my word shall fail.
Heaven and earth will pass away.
So it doesn't matter what generation it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get the word.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have some understanding of the word. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going to save the generation is the same thing that it saved our generation and a generation before us and a generation after. The only thing that saves is the word of God. Only thing. And that ain't going to change. The word will never, I don't care what generation, I don't care what technology, the word won't change. Young people language change. The way they do things change. But the word of God is the same from generation to generation. The word will never change. I watch over my word to perform it. And the same word that saved our generation, the same word that saved your generation, guess what? It's the same word
that saved our generation.
It's the same word. The same word that saved us, the same word that delivered us, the same word that gives us hope, the same word that gives us encouragement, the same word that gives us inspiration, the same word that keeps, the same word that provides us, it's the same word that'll work generation. You've got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what generation it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have the word.
Got to
The only thing that will deliver is the word of God. And I see his understanding. And that's what I said. I will speak of your goodness from my youth even unto now. For thou hast taught me from my youth. And here too have I declared thy wondrous work. Now, also, look what he said in verse 18. And I want to say this especially to myself. Look what he said. He says, when I am old, gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength. Listen to what he said. Unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. I'm old, gray-headed. But God is still God.
Yes, he is.
So I may be old and gray-headed.
Okay,
I will show his goodness. I will show forth his strength to this generation and to the generation that comes. And I know speaking the word of God ain't, and I know it's not good English, but ain't popular now, speaking the word of God and standing on the word of God. But understand this. Everything will fail but the word of God. Mm-hmm. Everything will fail
mm-hmm.
but the word of God.
But
and I must speak mm-hmm. of the goodness of God mm-hmm. now and even until the generation that comes.
Yes.
We mustn't be ashamed of the gospel. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why, Paul? Because it is the power of God
mm-hmm.
unto salvation. To mm-hmm. everyone that believes. Watch this. To the Jews first and also, listen, the word of God saves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he
oh,
gave his only begotten Son,
oh,
that whosoever believes in him should
yeah.
not perish but have everlasting life. But God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, delivered from the power and the penalty of sin. That is the word that we've learned, watch this, from our youth up. One of the first scriptures that we learn is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Watch this. It worked for us then, worked for us now, it'll work for the generation to come. For God so loved the world. And I tell people, when you get to the word world there, he's talking specifically unto you. For God so loved you, and you can write your name in your Bible. I always tell people, write your name there, because God talking specifically unto you. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe him, you would not perish. You would have everlasting
life. Right.
And please understand, I don't care what generation, that word works. John 3:16 works in every generation.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm old and gray-headed,
yeah,
works. It works.
It works.
So he goes on to tell us, he says, verse 19, he says, that righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? The psalmist said, listen, there is nobody in heaven or on earth like God.
There's like
no
God.
One like our God.
Mm-mm.
That's why he said, oh, taste and see
the
Lord
for
is
he good.
He is good. But watch this. You've got to taste him for yourself. You've got to, watch this, desire him yourself. And if you do that, he said, if you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all thine
heart.
Taste and that the Lord
is good.
And that righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? God is impressed. Who has done great things? He is incomparable. Who is like God? Now watch it. And he says, watch it. He goes on, he says, I will continually, watch this, be rejoiced in God. He says in verse 20, thou hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Watch it. He remembered. He says, watch it. God, you did it before. And it looked like I wasn't going to make it. It looked like the enemy had the victory. You brought me out. You delivered me when it seemed as though all hope was lost. You did it then, and you're the same God now. You will do it now.
You'll
he says, you will do it again.
Yes,
he says, one, thou shalt increase my greatness. And comfort me on every side. Verse 22, I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even a truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the heart, O thou Holy One of Israel. And we've done that. Watch this. We praised God this morning with the piano and with songs, hymns. We have lifted up the name of the Lord. And here he says, watch this, even in my elder years, I will continue to lift up praise and worship. I will sing unto the Holy One of Israel. He has declared, he has determined in verse 23, he says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, watch it. And the word redeem means to purchase again. God purchased us. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. And therefore, the psalmist said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He says, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness. Here it is again, all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. For God is my refuge. He's my help.
Right.
In the very present, in the time of trouble, watch this. God protects me. God shields me. God hides me in him. And he hides me, and my enemy cannot get to me because God is my defender. Right. So here in Psalm 21, the Psalms remind us that, watch it, even though we may become old, as he said, and gray-headed, God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. God always, even until the end of the earth. And then he reminds us that from my youth even unto now, I will continually bless the name of the Lord. He assures us that our enemies won't have the victory over us. Psalm 37 reminds us, Psalm 27 reminds us that the enemy will never have the victory over us. Or they may think we're old and feeble. God is our strong tower. God is our very present help in a
time of trouble.
So this is my word to our elders, to our seniors, whom I esteem and give reverence and respect to. Please understand, God will never leave you.
No.
God will never forsake you.
No.
God will never fail you.
No.
God will always love you.
Yes.
He will never leave you.
Leave you alone.
It may seem like you're alone, but trust me.
Sure enough. Yes.
Ever
alone. That's right.
Even when my body get old and feeble.
Oh, yes.
Ever. Leave us.
Leave us.
Never. Stop speaking of the goodness
of our God.
What does Psalm say? Tell it.
Tell it to
the generation to come.
Yes.
Because the only thing that's going to help this generation and the generation to come is the Word of God.
Word of God.
We need our seniors. We need our elders.
Yes.
We need our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents and great-grandparents to continually speak goodness of God. Tell it. Generation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave you with this, that there's a poem that I was reading, and I'm going to leave you with this, and it says, and it talks about growing old and not retiring. It says, growing old but not retiring. The battle is still on. Going on without relenting till the final victory is won. Ever on nor think of resting, for the battle rages still. And my Savior still is with me. I seek to do his will. Years roll by. Body weakens.
Yes.
But spirit still is young. Breath of God, it never ages. Is eternal, ever strong. Year by year, it strengthens. Gaining over the things of sense. By the Spirit, lead my spirit. Savior, till thou call me hence. Things of earth decrease in value. Brighter shines the light above. Less the power of human hatred. sweeter far the Savior's love.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell it to the needy.
Mm-hmm.
Far and wide thy worth proclaim.
Mm-hmm.
That my closing years may praise thee, glorify thy
mm-hmm.
blessed name.
Mm-hmm.
Let me labor in thy harvest more than ever in the past,
mm-hmm.
keeping in what thou hast planted till I dwell with thee at last.
Mm-hmm.
That before thy throne eternal,
mm-hmm.
I may have some fruit to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Not my work, the fruit of Calvary, all thine own, my Lord, my King.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were singing, and I believe it was you were singing some of the old hymn, and I'm old enough to remember some of the great hymns of the church,
mm-hmm.
and some of the that we don't hardly sing anymore.
No.
But one hymn, and I'm leaving you with this, that stuck with me, and I remember some of the words to it, and the hymn was entitled, "Leave It There, Take Your Burdens to the Lord and
mm-hmm.
Leave It There." And there was two choruses, and I'm not going to sing it. That's not my gift, so I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
sing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave these two choruses as I close. And it says, if your body suffers pain
mm-hmm.
and your health you can't regain
mm-hmm.
and your soul is almost sinking in despair,
mm-hmm.
Jesus knows
how every
you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Can save and he can heal.
Mm-hmm.
Take your burden to the Lord
and leave
it there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when your youthful days are gone,
yes, yes.
and old age
mm-hmm.
is stealing on,
mm-hmm.
and your body bends beneath
mm-hmm.
weight of care, he will never,
never
leave you then.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go with you
to the end.
Take your burdens
to the Lord
and leave them there.
And leave them there.
God keep
my Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Whoo, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word.
Oh, my Lord.
Father, for that wonderful word that you gave Minister James Sumter, we appreciate it. It was such a blessing. Go back and read it, Psalm 71, particularly verse 9, where he talked about, you know, the older, you know, the young at heart, the aged, the white-haired people.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and read it. And you know what? He also mentioned John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish. Well, that brings us right into Romans 10:9 and the salvation. And you know, we all got to stand before the Lord. We all got to stand before the Lord and give an account
yeah.
of deeds that we've done in this body. We all got to do it. So, you know, Romans 10:9 says, you know, that if we shall confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe with our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So today, anybody on here who is not saved, press 1. Let salvation come forth today. If you're not saved, no matter what age you are, I don't care if you're 4 or 40 or going on, you know, 100, we need salvation. Doesn't matter what age you are, you need the Lord, because you got to stand before him and give an account. And so we need salvation today. No matter what age you are, if you're not saved, press 1. Hallelujah. Somebody not saved?
Come on in.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, amen. Lizelle, I'm putting you on mute because she's talking to a visitor or something. But anyway, I want to continually tell you. Let me tell you, once you get saved, live a holy, righteous life. Don't play with God. God knows everything. You know what? Sometimes we're like children. You know how they play hide and seek? And they think you don't see them when they put their hands to their eyes. But God sees everything. We can't play hide and seek with God. We can't cover up nothing. We may as well come clean with him because he knows everything. And I thank God today. Now, if there are any backsliders, you know what? This is not the season to slide in the muck and the mire of life. No, it's not. It's the season to be faithful, faithful, and to hold on to God's unchanging hand. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. He gave Jesus so that we could have eternal life, so that we could have salvation. So I want to tell you today, don't slide in the mud. Run into his presence like a deer that's thirsty for him. Hunger for him and hunger for righteousness. It is testimony time. Testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1 if you haven't already. All right, Miss Liddell, I'm going to put you back on mute. You wanted to give a testimony, Miss Liddell?
Oh, well, yes. You know, when the message was brought to me and everybody else, but especially to the elder, but, well, yes, I just like to thank God for 92 years now. I thank God for a portion of health and strength. I thank God for family. I thank God for friends. I thank God for you and the program that you are now reaching out to each and every one. And I would just like to say that just thank God for how he brought me in and the things that Psalm was saying. I'm going through that right now. But just like he said, I do know that God promised not to leave me or forsake me. And I've already told people that. Even them, sometimes, yeah, we feel all alone. We feel like nobody cares. But we got to remember what God's word say, I never leave you. And then he broke it down or forsake you. So I just want to say that. I just thank God for everything because he's been good 92 years and 4 months. I'm still up. Getting up every morning, as you say, to tend to my son and doing whatever I can. So I don't want for a long time, but, you know, I could stand here all day and just talk, but I'm not going to do that. But I do want to thank God for everything, even right now, because right now is all we got. Yesterday gone, we may not see tomorrow, but we do have right now, and I thank God for right now. And thank you, too.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. That's our youngest person on with us, full of wisdom. The wisdom of God is upon her life. I thank God for her. And you know what? I have so many friends on here today and family. I thank God for Avis. We knew each other from New Orleans. Now she lives in Texas. Good morning, Avis.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. We keep missing each other, but I thank God for you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Amen. I'm glad you came on with us. We're going to be requesting prayer in a minute, so if you want to request prayer, you can do so. And, you know, I thank God for Minister Sumter's sister. She's on with us, Sister Thelma. I'm going to put you off of mute, and if you want to speak, you can. Sister Thelma, you're off mute. If you want to say something, you can.
So truly, I thank and praise God this morning for the word. I'm very happy to hear all the young and heart speaking this morning. It delights my heart. And truly, I thank and praise God for my brother, for the word that he brought forth.
Mm-hmm.
So may God continue to bless everyone. And God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Thelma. That's my neighbor, my prayer partner, good friend. We pray for the neighbors, the neighborhood, and we stand for righteousness. So I thank God for her. She upholds my hand. She's such a blessing in my life. As with each of you, I thank God for you. But we're moving right along. It is prayer request time. Press 1. I got Miss Liddell down for prayer. Miss Liddell, you want to, I know for your body, for your family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Body, too.
All right. All right, sometimes when we get younger, You know, the body began to weaken, but I pray God's strength upon her body.
Yes.
Anybody else for prayer, press 1. Anybody else want prayer, press 1, please.
I'll pray for, let you pray for me. Me and my mother can have a doctor's procedure coming Wednesday.
Okay. All righty. All right, anybody else? Hold on, press 1. Hold on 1 second. Let me see, somebody press 1 here. Hold on. All right, 635, go ahead, you're on.
Avis, I need prayer for strength. I need strength.
All right, strength, okay. Anybody else? Press 1. Okay, let's see. I'm looking to see anybody who pressed 1. Going to be praying in a moment. If you're already on live, you can just state your request. Some of you are already on, you know, on live. I put you on live earlier because you were singing or whatever.
Hey, Bob. Sister G?
Yeah, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good. How you doing? I want to know if you can pray that we find a place.
Okay.
A place, not just any kind of place to live at, but find us a place stable for my family. Just pray that God will be done. And I, you know, my family, my son, my children.
Okay.
Pray for them. Say, you know, I strengthen the Lord, but just pray for us, help us. It seems like it's a fight against it, you know, trying to get everything we need. You know, just, but anywho. God
anything
will be
else?
Done.
Anything else, Minister Stacy?
Yeah. Me, as far as helping me get my stuff done, as far as my schoolwork, getting that done and finding a little job. So, just ministry,
that,
able to, you know.
Background, Sister Stacy, that music?
Oh, that's the car next to it. I put it back on mute. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yes. Let me put it on mute. Just pray for our family. Let's pray God's will. Whatever God's will for our family. Let me put it on mute so
it won't. All right.
Okay.
Now, roll your window up or something like that so that's not coming in. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hey, we're going to go to the throne room momentarily.
Aretha.
Yes.
Oh, prayer for my family, salvation and peace.
All right. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Anybody else? Okay, hold on 1 second. 238, right here. Hold on 1 second. Good morning.
Praise him. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's Pastor G. Y'all, good morning, Pastor G.
Good morning, Sister G. And the rest of the host, the rest of the radio program family.
Good morning.
I pray you all are doing well this morning.
We thank God.
I need prayer for God. Huh?
We thank God for you coming on, taking time out your busy schedule. You got to preach today, y'all.
Oh, no, I'm not preaching today. Pastor, Youth Pastor Willie Inman from Divine Spirit, was it Divine Truth Deliverance Ministry, will be preaching today at 4 o'clock at Royal Tabernacle House of Prayer Ministries.
Amen.
So, I'll be in the cheering section today. I won't be the preacher. Amen.
Amen. She always a preacher, y'all. She always on fire for the Lord, ready to do His will.
Yes, I am.
That's my aunt,
and my
y'all. Go ahead.
My request this morning is for direction. I've been asked to do something that I said yes to, but now I don't have any real peace about it. unless you said my indication that something's not right.
Amen.
But I want to make sure that it's not the enemy disturbing me. So I just need prayer for some direction.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for being on. Yes. You're a blessing in my life. That's my auntie, y'all, Pastor Gantlin, Pastor G. I'm Sister G. That's Pastor G.
Yes.
We had the privilege of going to worship together last week, and I tell you, the man of God, oh, my God, he had a word, a mighty word, not just for the whole church, but for individuals, too. So thank the Lord.
Yes. Yes, that's because we are also a prophetic ministry. So we do have quite a few prophets that come in and speak a word and from the throne of God, because we all need a word from the Lord. We all need God's guidance and his delivering power and healing power in our life. And we need him to direct us the path that we should take and how to take that path. We need that. I thank God for the men and women of God that I know in the fivefold ministry that don't mind telling you what thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Well, we just have Minister James Sumter on. I don't know if you heard any of his word, but I tell you what, it's a powerful message. Huh?
I caught the last few parts of that, and it reminded me of when Caleb spoke to Joshua about giving him his land, and he says to Joshua, I still go in and out, and I think it was 80 years old, I still go in and out, and I fight wars just like a man half my age. And we should all desire to be like that, that we still, regardless of our age, I just turned 65, and my prayer is God calls me to have the strength and agility of a person half my age, that I will be able to work until my time is up, that I don't retire in this, I don't take my ease in Zion, I don't sit on my leads, but I get up and do the work of the Lord, because we must work while it is yet day, for when night cometh, no man can work. I thank God for the part of the message that I did here, because, like I said, it brought me a remembrance of Caleb, that we got to be about our Father's business, regardless of our age, our condition, our circumstances. God is our first priority, and whatever his will for our life, that is what we want, will, and desire, and delight to do.
Amen.
And I thank Minister Sumter for his word. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and empower you and explode and expand in you his word to even a greater and greater and greater degree, that you would be, as Deuteronomy, I think it's 1:11, says that you would be 1,000 times more than you are this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor G, for being on with us today. I appreciate you. Love you.
I love you too, darling.
Prayer time. Hallelujah. Let us approach the throne of grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Father, you an awesome King, a mighty God. No God greater. No God greater than you, Lord God. And Father, you who can know their errors. We sin. We're human. We were born into sin, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I thank you for Jesus. Died for us in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you today that we can repent before you. We can come, oh God, with a repentant heart. We ask forgiveness for our sins, for our errors, for our transgressions, for our trespasses. Little foxes that spoil our vines. Secret faults. Oh, God, forgive us for every unrighteous way that we have, every unrighteous thought that we have. We just come today to thank you for forgiving us, oh, God, and we forgive ourselves. We let go, and we let you have your way in all of us today. Have your way. We surrender. Yes, we surrender every sin. We surrender every fault. Every thought, we surrender all to you, oh God. even those things that we try to hide in secret. We know you see them because it's nothing, nothing that you don't know about. You already know what we're going to do in 20 years if we're still living. You already know what we're going to do before we do it, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just come to come clean with you. We come to repent. We come to ask forgiveness, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for your servant, Ms. Ludell, the youngest one at heart today. And, Lord, you know she's been going through much in her body, oh God. But, Lord, you are faithful. You sent the word and healed them. Send the word and touch her body. Oh, Father God, let your healing virtue go from the top of her head to the soles of her feet inside out. Heal every organ. Strengthen Ms. Ludell, oh God. I pray for her family, oh God, for family strength, family unity. All that are not saved would be saved, oh God. Those in her family that are not well, we pray healing virtue and strength upon them in the name of Jesus. Now touch your servant, Ms. Ludell, because, Lord, she's still on the battlefield. And, Lord, sometimes the enemy come attack her body, and we send the fire of God against the enemies that's attacking her body right now. We thank you for healing the knees. We thank you for healing the stomach. We thank you for healing any headaches, any high blood pressure. Level it, oh God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing for Ms. Ludell. And, Lord, I thank you for your servant Karen and her mother. Oh, Father, go before them as they go for the procedure on this week, oh, God, on Monday. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus for what you're going to be doing for them and through them and leading, God, the doctor's hands as they do the procedures, oh, God. Lord, you are the great physician. You're the one who heals. You're the one who sends the healing. You're the one who has a virtue in your almighty garment. And so, Father, I thank you today for what you're doing for your daughter, Avis. I thank you for spiritual strength. I thank you for physical strength, oh God. I thank you that you are her Lord. You are her shepherd, and she shall not want. Yea, though she walk through the valley of the shadow of death, she will fear no evil because you are with her. Your rod, your staff is comforting her. You are her refuge in Jesus' name. And, Father, as she call on your name, as she read your word, I thank you, Father God, that every need will be met. I thank you, Father God, that she will grow stronger when she reads your word. Oh, God, let her read your word morning, noon, and night. Let her pick it up in the morning when she get up, in the morning, in the afternoon. Not only Avis, but all of us. Let us pick up the word and read and study and find out what you're saying to us today in this hour, in this season, oh, God. Walk with all of us today. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for Minister Stacy, oh God, I thank you for a place to live, for stability. But Lord, sometimes we're like you, we're like Jesus. We don't really have a stable place to put our head. But Lord, you are with us no matter where our heads lay. You never leave us, as Minister James Sumter said this morning. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You're always with us. So Lord, wherever they live, you are with them. Let your will be done in her life. And, Lord, you know she's a wife. She's a mother. And, Lord, she has a job. And she's in school. So, Father God, she wears many hats. But, Lord, you are the all-knowing, all-seeing God. Oh, Father, I thank you for touching her in the places where she is, being there for her as a wife, as a mother, as a worker on her job, as a student, oh, God. You're with her. You're the master teacher. When she opens up the word, show her great and mighty things. Give her wisdom, give her knowledge, give her understanding of your word as well as the work that she's studying, oh God. So, Father, I lift up your servant Jackie Travis this morning, oh God. I thank you for Jackie, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing for all of Jackie's patients. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for healing every patient, even the one that she's so concerned about, that may be on their deathbed. You are able to revive, restore health and life. So, Father, I lift up her family, her husband, her daughters, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strength, healing, virtue, more moku shabaka, a closer walk with you, oh, God. And, Father, I lift up Sister Gloria Dean, your minister, Oh, God, she's a minister of music and a minister of the word, oh, God. Lord, she bring forth the word many days, many nights, oh, God, to your people. Oh, prepare her even more, oh, God. Lord, I thank you for salvation and peace for her family. I thank you for strength for her family. And, Lord, you've given her much, much. To whom much is given, much is required. And, Lord, you said the same thing to your servant, Pastor Gantling, Pastor G., to whom much is given, much is required. And, Lord, she's praying for direction. She gave a word for something, oh, God. But, Lord, you know what's best. So, Father God, give her peace about it. Let her know what she's to do and what she's not to do. Lead her and guide her on the path of righteousness, oh, God. And, Father, if she need to come back off of the word that she gave, let her call the people and say, you know what? I heard from the Father that this is not a good thing for me to do at this time, maybe at a later date. Or I heard from the Father, he said, go ahead and do this thing now. So, Father, give her peace and give her direction. Father, she knows your voice when she hears it, oh, God. And so, Father, as she dwell in the secret place, oh, God, as she wait on you, Father God, I thank you. And so we bless you today. We honor you for being on Bible Storyland. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you today, Father God. We just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are God. You are Lord. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are the only true and living Father. We praise you today. We bless you today. We honor your presence on Bible Storyland with us today, oh God. And Lord, I lift up each and every person who's on the line. Those who were on earlier had to go. Those who will be listening later, I speak the word, hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak blessings upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they're blessed going in, blessed coming out. They are highly favored of you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for salvation going forth, oh God, like never before. Oh, Father God, save families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save fathers and mothers and children and grandparents and aunts and uncles. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. We bless you, O Most High. You are great and great to be praised. We honor your presence today. Have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm grateful to our King today for all that he's done on Bible Story Land. He is our head. I honor him as the head of my life. He is my King and my Lord and my Shepherd. I honor each of you. I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you next week. Will be family day. It will be family day. So God bless and keep you daily as you continually obey God. Show him you love him by doing what he asked you to do. And I thank God for you. Call in the same number, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Fill it up with God. Fill it up with God. Fill yourselves up with God. How you do it? Read the word. Study the word. Obey the word. Love ya. Bye.